Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in, in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, Lord, we come entering in this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we come, Lord God, to worship you, Lord God. We come give you our honor, praise, and glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Oh, Lord, we know it is you, Father God, that has kept us in that. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Cast away all the spirit of the living God. We come to bring it all over to you, all that we have offered you, all of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come, Lord God, right now in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, have your way right now, oh God. Touch every heart and mind of all that's in service on this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, bring a change over life for the better. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. According to John 4:14, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Oh, Father God, have your way, Lord God. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, oh God. We come, Lord God, believing, oh God, to receive, to do your will in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, oh God, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, resistant in all our ways, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in holiness of mind, know that with you, Father God, all things are possible, amen. But with man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we just want to say thank you. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires, yea, even pines of the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us all today, oh God. Lord, we need your help right now, Father. We thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let this be our heart's cry this day. Let the fire burn heavily, increasingly in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, uphold us with our free spirit, oh God, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, Father God. Seal us with your spirit, oh God, your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all days. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, create in us a heart of worship. For we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads, and we thank you through your Holy Spirit. Lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, Father. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life be a living sacrifice, amen. A sweet savory aroma that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the finished work that was done on the cross. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us, and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you. We ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise. Glory and honor. Come on, church. Praise the Lord, everybody. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the glory of God is birthing us, and it's manifesting his glorious presence right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, in his holy name, we live, move, and have our being, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we need you right now, Father. Oh, Lord, we come to Zion. We come to your holy mountain. Let the blessings of Zion be upon us right now. We come to Zion, Lord, command your blessings, even life forevermore for us, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your presence be upon our life continually, and let your blessings be continue, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Zion is your habitation, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, in the power of his name, by faith, that we dwell and live where you are and enjoy your blessings, Father God, that everlasting joy be upon our head, for we've come to Zion this day, amen, that gladness and joy overtake our lives, that sorrow and sadness flee away right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us sing in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us, let our soul be like a water garden, said we will not sorrow no more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to be healed on today, we come to be delivered, set free, blessed, and favored by you, Father God, we come to receive divine, written provision, divine guidance, amen, and directions from you and instructions, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so we will not be led away, oh God, led astray in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will not be the lost sheep, oh God, oh Lord, we will gather and graze with the others, amen, for you are our shepherd and we shall not want, oh God, we decree and declare, oh God, because you blessed us, amen, that we drink from the cup of blessing, amen, so overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Holy Spirit, have your way right now, walk every house, sit in every car, touch every heart and mind of God's children on today, let peace come and be still, amen, let peace overtake us right now, let your blessings run us down and overtake us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we come believing to receive us. We come to be changed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, for you are the potter and we are the clay. Oh Lord, make us over, make us new. We come, oh God, that our minds may be renewed, oh God, by your word. Oh Lord, have your way right now. Oh Lord, move every delay to our blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, increase our faith to receive the miracle. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now so that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we're not of this world. In my mind, he got it of us, Shatiah. That we live in this world, we are not of this world. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, there's going to be a washing and a renewing of our minds right now, God. And Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. For you are our God, and we praise you, and we thank you for another day that you have given us by your grace and your mercy, oh God. You have given us another day to press in and to press on, oh God. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us, and no one will take what you have given us away. Amen. Hallelujah. We give you praise, and we thank you. Even as we press on today, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, and the power in his name that we will make it up. Hallelujah. And there's nothing that the devil can do. There's nothing that the devil can do to stop us. Amen. Because we got the resurrection power working on the inside. my Lord, my God, because of your grace and because of your mercy that is afforded to us this very day, in this very hour, this new day. We thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our God and you are merciful God and you never leave us nor forsake us. So today, as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, oh Lord, give us victory and we receive all the praise and glory and honor. Oh Lord, we thank you for the victory right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, victory over our marriages, victory over our finances, victory over our health, victory over our peace, victory over our children and our relationships, victory over our business and workplace, victory over our ministry, oh God, all that you're placing ahead of, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the victory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To trust God this morning. Come on, church. Come on, we thank you. Right there, God. We thank you right here, right now, Father. We thank you for every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the shed blood that was shed on Calvary. We thank you, Lord God, the blood that reaches us, oh God. Oh Lord, that flows from the highest mountain to the lowest valleys in our life, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that there's nowhere we can go that you cannot, hallelujah, stretch us out of any situation, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're always with us. Father, we just want to say thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as we pray right now, bless, touch, and heal, and deliver, oh God. Change our lives today, oh God, and onwards, oh God. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare to win the battle, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come against every hindering spirit on the line today. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, worry, pride. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit, every familiar spirit right now, every spirit of division. We come against every spirit of infirmity, affliction, pain, and discomfort, sickness, disease. Right now, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we're healthy and sin, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we're healed and delivered, amen. Any spirit that's operating on this line, in this, in our household or our bloodline, we command you, outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us this morning, this day, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, mama, mare, koro, shada, mare, kishata. We thank you, Lord. Hey, hey. Come on, church. Give God all praise, glory, and honor, oh, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Many of us are sick in our bodies, Lord, and we need a healing right now, God. We know that you're able, oh, God, to do miracles, oh, God. We know you'll be a miracle-working God, oh, God. So, Lord, let miracles be worked right now, God. Miracles in our healing, Father God. Let there be a breakthrough, oh, God, in our peace, oh, God, in our deliverance, oh, God. Let there be a breakthrough on this morning, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Of Nazareth. My God, my God, let healing spring forth right now. Let your saving help touch our life, oh God. Go let help spring forth speedily in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, restore health into us and heal every wound, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise over our life with healing in your wings, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let our soul, mind, will, emotion be healed through your mercy, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. Lord, send your word to heal us and deliver us from all destruction right now, God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Open up your mouth, come on, church, and shout glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. If it had not been for God on our side, where would we be? We decree and declare this day and this hour that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the power and the blood, that great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we trust you. Lord, we need you, and we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, Father, but yet it's still my. Come on, money, chains are being broken right now, destroyed. Strongholds and soul ties are being destroyed right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. that all things are working together for the good of our life. We are blessed. We could never be cursed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, amen. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all today and Sunday service. Your home and all that you're concerned about be blessed. We decree and declare that you're covered and blessed and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God shall condemn, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And that all is well with you and your home. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We give it all over to you, Lord God. We surrender all over to you right now, God. We leave it all at the altar right now, God. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will with yours, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Let thy will be done, Lord. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord. Use us, Father. It is our desire, Father God, to be used by you. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let our spiritual dealings be fed in this service, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your word continue to be in our mouth, oh God, that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, God, because us right now with your Holy Ghost and with your fire, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God. My Lord, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. God bless everyone here in Sunday service this morning.
Yes.
Hiya. Come on there, church. Yes. Let's give God a shout today. What are we going to do? Hopefully you're in a place where we can open up your line. We want to hear your voice this morning. We want to hear your sound. Glory, hallelujah. Your line is open. Come on, let us hear you this morning. Give God our praise and glory and shout glory, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And you thank God for what he's doing. Glory. Thank God that he has kept you, amen. Thank God for God just for being who he is, amen. Thank God for everyone that's in Sunday service this morning. Good to hear everybody's voice, to hear your shout. Oh, my Lord, my God. Just trusting God for what God is doing in this season, in your life. God is looking for the one that will trust, care for the miracle.
Uh-huh.
That's the word I got last night, midnight. And God is looking for the ones that will trust him for a miracle. Uh-huh. Because God is working miracles, but he's looking for the one that will trust him.
Yeah.
To work the miracle in your life. Well, it seems like it's no way. It seems like it's impossible.
Yes.
You know, when God comes in, he does what man can't do.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some things, and then you go to the doctor, say to you, he say, look, at this point, we've done all we can. At this point, you're going to have to trust God. You're going to have to pray. Amen. The doctor even tell you, I've done all I can.
Yeah.
Now it's up to God.
Uh-huh.
He'll tell you, it's up to God.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Glory to God. God bless everyone that's here in Sunday morning service. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
Yes, and I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we'd like to welcome you all to Sunday morning service. If it's your first time being here with us, we want to personally welcome you. So if you press one, we want to pray for you and pray with you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just thanking God for you. I'm in a place of gratefulness, I tell you that. I really am, because so much went on this past weekend. There were about 3 funerals that I was supposed to go to. People that passed away, just thinking that just being in place of gratefulness, and God has kept you, kept our children. You know, people bearing their children, their mothers, their wives, their husbands, their friends, their cousins, their uncles, and, you know, and grandparents. So just thanking God that God has kept us. We didn't get that phone call, or no one got that phone call about us. So being in that place of gratefulness and just thanking God, you know, we get so fixated on what we don't have and what we want. Instead of just thanking God for the right here and the right now, we're so grateful. We're so blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God has definitely been good to me, and I know he has definitely been good to you. Every single one that's in Sunday service this morning, you're experiencing the goodness of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But we just want to say thank God, you know, just for being so good.
Yes.
You know, you can't be good, you know, without God. Anything that's good in your life, you know, that's because of God. We need to understand that, so that's why we give him thanks.
Yes.
That's why we give him glory. That's why we give him praise.
Amen.
God have already obtained the victory that's in our lives.
Amen.
So we stand right here in that place of maintaining what God have already obtained in our lives.
Amen.
The grace, the mercy, and the peace of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Again, if it's the first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. We want to personally welcome you. Press one, and we want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Just allowing the Holy Spirit to move and lead this service. Amen. It's so important. Prayer's important. Y'all, make sure you are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. If there is one today, amen, press one. Amen. We thank God. Good to see you, Brittany, and her family in service today. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Good to see you.
Amen.
God bless you, our brother Joe Washington and his wife and family. God bless you, Sister Dillon and Sister Connie Northern. God bless you, Minister Lauren Green and Evangelist Kimberly Redford and all our ministers, all our guests right now. We don't have everybody's number. Don't know everybody's number. But welcome. Those that are online, they're listening to service today. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome. We love you. We thank God for you. You could have been anywhere.
Yeah.
But you decided to be here with us. And we thank you for coming into agreement today. We pray that you receive all that you've come for today in the name of Jesus Christ and more. We serve a God of more than enough. You come for one thing, but God will give you more than what you need. Amen.
Yeah.
More than what you ask for.
Right.
Amen. So we just thank God for everyone here.
Yeah.
We're so blessed to have you. At this time, y'all, we're going to get ready for communion. So if it's your first time here with us, we have communion every Sunday morning. In our morning service, we have communion. So if you grab your juice, your cracker, your bread, or whatever you want to take to have communion, grab that. We're going to have one song selection as we enter in for communion. So go ahead and grab that, and we'll be right back with one song selection, and we will be ready to receive our communion in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Go ahead and grab it right now. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. watch me through and through. Just create in me a clean.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Let us enter in communion at this time. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him, And he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you while supper. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your finished works, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that because of your finished works, we can commune with you each and every day of our lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have already obtained this victory, Father God. You have overcame the whole world, everything that is about this world, Father God. You have already done it. So we thank you, Father God, we can come to you in communion, Father God, remembering what you have already done for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come now to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Father God, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, they shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you have forgiven us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions. We thank you that you have forgiven us for all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Thank you for covering us, each of us, with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanses of each of all unrighteousness. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are able, hallelujah, to enter into communion with you at this time, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took our sins, all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses to the cross with you, Lord. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for every single one of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, marred, and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, Lord Jesus, so our bodies may be healed. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes, that we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for touching us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take it, for this is my body which was broken for you. And we partake it in faith in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah. For your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. That your blood is our atonement. Hallelujah. Your blood, it justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities and all of our transgressions and all of our trespasses. for your blood, Lord Jesus, it healed us. And we thank you that your blood is healed. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What can wash away our sins?
The blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Who can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless everyone here in Sunday service. At this time, we're having a song selection for my very own brother Joe. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother Joe.
Hallelujah.
God bless you this morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again.
Amen.
I want you to know that God is good. And all
yes.
the time, he's good.
Amen.
Disobedient, keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. Disobedient, keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Oh, disobedient, keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. Disobedient, keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. While these old footsteps of mine getting a little shorter, I gotta move to a better home. These old footsteps of mine getting a little shorter, I gotta move to a better home. While this old outside of mine getting a little dimmer, Lord, I gotta move to a better home. This old eyesight of mine getting a little dimmer. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old back of mine keep on aching. I gotta move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on aching. I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old building keep on leaving. I gotta move to a better home. This old building keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us with this song, beautiful song this morning. This old building keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. Hallelujah. We bless you so much. You know, we thank God for you. You know, may God pour into you, you know, every single ounce of love that was that you were able to give to us this morning. We thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. We have a song selection. We'll be right back to the preach word today for Pastor Paul D. Kamani. God bless everyone that's here in service. Hallelujah.
I am so satisfied.
and how he makes a way when there seems to be no hope for me. And yes, I'm satisfied with the joy you place within my
more than anything.
Hallelujah. I'm going with Jesus all the way. Father God, we thank you for this morning. So we have made it here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. God has been so good to us. He allowed us to be right in this place to receive his word, to receive his changing word in the mighty name of Jesus. So I want every single one to welcome my beautiful wife, this beautiful anointed woman of God. You know, God has really been poured into her, you know, so mighty. And, you know, he has definitely put her in that place, you know, to be a giver of the word of God, you know, and she's right there in that place. And we thank God, you know, for our pastor, prophetess Chantel Manning. Amen.
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, give praise and glory to God right now. Come on, church, praise the Lord, everybody, because he is worthy of all praise, glory and honor. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory, hallelujah. Don't let the devil silence you, amen. Go ahead, speak over yourself, decree and declare that you're already victorious, amen. Come on now, enter in this morning so that you can receive all that you came for in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I want you to know that you're called after the king, amen. So you have access, amen. You have a power that's already working on the inside, amen. But we believe it today, amen. We just activate the resurrection power on the inside. So I ask God to increase your faith. Come on, shout glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm so excited to be here, you all, each and every Sunday, that God, knowing that God has kept me, amen. Knowing that God has made a way out of no way for me to be here, for you to be here, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, clothing your right mind, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let us pray, Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this new day, Lord God, this new opportunity, Lord God, this new life, amen, this new beginning. We thank you, Father God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you right now for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be of glory, honor, and praise unto you, amen. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, lead us in this service, amen. That we receive our answering prayers from our Father, amen. That we receive all that we came for today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, flow through me unhindered right now. Oh, Father God, I just want to say thank you, oh God, that you've chosen me, oh God, for such a time as this, amen. I decree in the God, you shall be on the throne of my life, in all, over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done right now. Let us receive our daily bread, let our spiritual bellies be full, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Arise over us right now, God. And we thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, I'm so excited, you all. I'm blessed everyone that's here in Sunday service. Just trusting God for the miracle. Amen. The word today is learn how to listen. Are you listening? Are you listening? You have people always saying, I want to hear from God. I need to hear from God. But are you listening? Have you gotten into a place that you can hear from God, that you can receive from God? Or are you too busy talking? Are you too busy moving around? Are you too busy with yourself? Hallelujah. Learn how to listen. Learn how to listen. I want to start off in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 19. I pray you all can hear me. I know we're having some system problems here, and the system is dropping your call. If that's happening on your end, just call back in. So God bless everyone. Learn how to listen. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 10, verse 20, I'm sorry, not James chapter 1, you all, I'm sorry. James chapter 1, verse 19. Amen. If someone can press 1 for me so I can see, know if everyone can hear me. And I see that the system is dropping calls. So if you can hear me, press 1 for us so I can make sure that everyone is able to hear, because I do see it's a system error going on right now. So if someone can press 1 for me and let me know that you are hearing me clear, I would really appreciate it. Okay, thank you, Evangelist Kim. Amen. Because I see the system is dropping the calls. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to keep on pressing on in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, if you're in the book of James with me this morning, chapter 1, verse 19, the Bible says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So because the message today is learn how to listen. And I was asking God this morning what I thought I was going to preach. He gave me something. Then he said, my people, they're not listening to me. They're not taking the time out to hear me. I mean, they want me to hear them, but they're not listening to what I'm doing. They're asking for divine directions and instructions and guidance, but they don't want to listen. So I said, okay, Father God. So when we look in the scripture here in the book of James, chapter 19, see, understand that when we talk too much and listen too little, we communicate to others that we think our ideas are much more important than theirs. So understanding this, and that when we're in prayer and we're going to God and we're so busy talking but not listening, there has to be a time that you get quiet so you can hear from God. A lot of times we think when we go in prayer, it's just us talking and talking and talking, but there's a time to get silent so that we can receive from God. So there's a time to talk and there's a time to listen. Learn how to listen. When we look in the book of John, chapter 20, John 10, verse 27, amen, the Bible says here that my sheep hear my voice and know them and they follow me. See, when you know and you discern and know that God is speaking to me, that's another thing we have to understand, you all, is in listening and understanding who we're listening to, amen? So not in learning just how to listen, but who are we listening to? When we learn to listen, make sure that we are able to discern who is speaking, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ of my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We ask God to open up our ears of understanding, amen, so that we can receive from God, and we take the time out to listen. See, the thing is, are you listening? Our Heavenly Father is asking, are you listening? Our Heavenly Father is asking that of us, are you listening? And I'll say that again, are you listening to God when God is saying, are you listening to your own self and your own desires? Are you listening to the enemy? See, we have to learn how to listen, not just listen, but listen to our Heavenly Father so that we can receive divine direction and instruction on what to do and where to go. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, learn how to listen. See, we know that we must try to listen for God's voice in our lives. We know that God is perfectly good. Hallelujah. And just so hearing God's will for our lives will be immeasurably beneficial to all. Amen. See, in order to hear from God, we must first make ourselves available to God with the proper attitude and to learn discernment that is the ability to tell whether we have really heard from God or not. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The availability and attitude is of extreme importance, you all. There are many things that can distract us from spending time with God. And even times when we try to make ourselves available for God, our minds may wander to other subjects, making our quiet time free from many distractions as possible. It's difficult, but very important. When we have our prayer calls, I tell everyone to get in a place so that we can receive. That means we can get in a place so we can hear from God, so we can receive from God, because if we can't hear, we can't receive. So we have to get in a place where we can hear and we can receive what God is saying to us. But if you got all these distractions going on behind, you got the TV going, you're in the car, you got, it's too many distractions, so it's hard for us to hear from God when we're so busy with so many other things. And it comes in slow when you think it's, oh no, it's not going to bother me. I'm okay if I got this going on right in this place. I always get to a quiet place. I get in my prayer closet where things are shut off. I'm shut off from the world. I mean, everything is sealed off, even the bottom of the door, where nothing is coming in, so I can get in that place of quietness, so I can hear from God, so I am listening to what God is saying and not myself. I'm not allowing the phone to ring and other things that's going to distract me, phone calls coming in. See, some of us have a phone right there, and in the moment the phone rings, we stop praying and we pick up the phone.
Hallelujah.
You have to learn how to listen. If you're wanting to hear from God, you got to learn how to listen, amen, so that you can hear from God, amen. You got to get in that place. You got to be ready. You have to have the right attitude. You have the proper attitude is always important. Attitudes such as humility and courage are important. We have to humble. We have to be humbly recognize that we don't have all the right answers. We ought to be in that place and know we don't have all the right answers. We don't always know what to say, but God does. But we have to get that place so that we can listen. So we have to have courage to do what is right, no matter how our fears or selfish ambitions may try to persuade us otherwise. Amen. We have to learn how to listen.
Yeah.
Are you listening? Are you listening? Amen. Are you listening? The Bible says in Luke 11:28, he said, he replied, blessed rather of those who hear the word of God and obey it. How do we hear the word of God? We have to listen. We have to get that place that we are ready, minded to listen and to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. But how do we receive that? We have to learn how to listen. He says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Are there things in your life that you don't understand? There's things in your life that you do not know. But see, you got to get to that point where you can listen so that you can receive from God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah, in James 1:22. The Bible says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. So now that you have listened to the word, not only just listen, now you have to obey what the word is saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't just be hearers. Hallelujah. Don't just be readers of the word, but be doers of the word. So then if you receive the word, you've taken the time out to listen. And now you receive it. Now there's something for you to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John 5:14, this is the covenant we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Amen. But first of all, are you hearing God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on now, church. Come on now, church. Jeremiah 29:12 tells us that then you will call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to receive instruction of God, but we got to listen. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:20, whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed to the one who trusts in the Lord. So we receive instructions. How do we receive instructions, church? We have to listen to receive instructions. Amen. We can't be talking and trying to tell a person why they're trying to instruct us on how to instruct. Amen. We have to take the time to listen. If you ever try to have a conversation with someone and you try to talk and they try to talk and there's no understanding, you're not getting anything from it, it's just a confused conversation, somebody got to be willing to listen. Learn how to listen. Can we be honest with ourselves? How many is the one we always want to be talking, but we never want to listen? You know, we were in a place to talk, but we never ready to listen. The only way you can receive is if you're listening. You have to listen to receive. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 116:1-2, that I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for my mercy because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. Amen. And we'll call on the Lord, and he listens to us. He listens to us. So God is listening to us. When will we learn to listen to him?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You don't got to listen and hear you, but God said, I need you to listen and hear me. I need you to open up your ears and your mind and your heart to receive me, but first you got to listen to me. The Bible says in 1 John 5:16, that, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask in him. Amen? So if God is speaking to you and you're listening, he's asking you to do something, can he trust you to do what he's calling you to do? Hallelujah. 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 We thank God today. Hallelujah. We thank God today because we know God is able. Amen. But are you able to listen? See, God hears all, knows all. We serve a God that is able. Amen. But are you willing today to take this time out, to make this change about yourself and learn how to listen so that you can receive? Because you're saying, I'm asking God, and I'm not getting any response. But see, you got to learn how to listen. You can keep asking, and you're not receiving what God is saying. You're not receiving what God has for you because you are not listening. You're not in the place where you're willing to receive because you're not in the place where you want to listen. And until you get to that place where you are willing to listen to God, that you're willing to receive from God, first you got to be willing to listen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It may not be that power punch of service that you want today, but God said, my people, they're not listening. My people, they perish for the lack of knowledge. Why are they not even listening to me? They won't listen. They're acting, and I'm speaking, but they're speaking while I'm trying to speak, and they can't hear me because they refuse to listen. We have to learn how to listen. Hallelujah. I want you to understand about Moses. While Moses was able to hear from God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Moses was able to receive. See, this is where Moses received the divine call in the burning bush. You all heard the story about Moses in the book of Exodus, where the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush, and he looked, and the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him from out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am. See, this is where Moses supposed to receive a divine call and discover that God's will for his life. But there is an interesting detail recorded here that many people miss. See, first of all, it's important to know that Moses was not impressed because a bush was on fire. See, he had lived in the wilderness for 40 years, and he probably encountered this bush, which was called the Decumus August bush, you all, before, and perhaps he had even seen them spontaneously combust. But this one was unique because it kept burning and burning and burning, and yet the bush was not consumed. So we don't know how long the bush had burned before, hallelujah, Moses realized something extraordinary was going on. Or maybe it burned for a day or a week or a month before he decided to investigate the phenomenon. See, the scripture doesn't tell us this, but one thing is certain, God, hallelujah, never shouted out to Moses from the bush, "Hey, you Moses, come over here. I have something I want to say to you." Instead, God waited until verse 4. It says, "When the Lord saw that Moses turned aside to see, then and only then did God call out to him from the midst of the bush." See, people often ask God, "Why doesn't God speak to me?" See, many times the reason is simply because we're often listening. We're often so busy in such a hurry that we rush right past the Lord and never stop to give him our attention. Hallelujah. 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 I'm saying, how many of us sitting there saying, "Lord, why this and why not that and why? Lord, what you want me to do? Where you want me to go?" But we're not willing to listen. As soon as we get through speaking, we get up and we go. Jesus. Jesus, who knows how often we miss an encounter with the Lord? How many times you miss that opportunity because you refuse to listen? Hallelujah. How many times we miss the word of God or God and the word from heaven simply because we are too busy to take the time out or to turn aside? Amen. See, some Christians feel very sorry for themselves because it seems that they are always being forgotten and passed over. Why not me? Why I don't have that anointing? Why don't God use me? Why God don't speak to me? Why others have burning bush experiences and receive great revelations from God? They seem to always be left out. See, they ask, "Is God angry with me? Doesn't he love me? Am I special to him?" These are questions that they ask. My friends, perhaps God has been waiting for you to slow down and turn aside. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Are you listening? Are you listening? Ask yourself today, am I listening? Is that me? Have I gotten into the place where I'm doing all the talking and just want God to hear me, but I don't want to hear God? Am I the one that, you know, can you ask, what am I hearing from you? Am I just hearing from myself? You know, because we got to ask ourselves that so that we don't be deceived by the enemy, amen? Because he does speak to the one that's always speaking. Hallelujah. The enemy is always speaking. Hallelujah. And sometimes he'll have you speaking to yourself. Are you listening? Learn how to listen. Learn how to listen. I just wanted that right there to get into our heads on today, to learn how to listen. Learn how to listen. You all, prayer is important. Prayer is not about making lengthy lists of requests, you all, for God and continually chattering for as long as possible. See, sometimes the best thing you can do is to be quiet and listen. Amen. Do you think for one second that what you have to say is more important than what God has to say to you? Do you think that? What you have to say is more important than what God has to say to you. If we can just get one word, and I was asking for one word from God. I said, "Lord, I just need one word from you, Lord." But are you willing to listen just for the one word? We become too busy to even see the one word from God. Learn to listen. Learn to listen. That's all I have for you all today. Learn to listen. Trust God. Trust God and stay in that place. Don't move too fast. Don't move too fast. Get in that place of being quiet and listen so that we can receive what God is saying to us. God is ready to work a miracle in your life, but he needs for you to listen. He needs for you to listen. He has divine instructions and directions for you to take, but he needs for you to come aside and listen so that you can receive. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to come aside and listen to what God has to say? Because he's talking. He says something for you, but you need to listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone here in Sunday service. God bless you. God keep you. Would that be one today? Say, "Lord,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
I want to hear from you, Lord."
Yes. There might be one. There might be one this morning. Will you come?
will you give it all over to Jesus? You realize that you are living a life that is not pleasing to God. I'm talking about you realize that you are not saved. You are not sealed into this glorious faith. You have not prayed this prayer of salvation. Will you come today in this simple prayer and do the most important thing that you could ever do as a human being? The most important thing is be sealed into this glorious faith. Be counted. Hallelujah. You be counted, you know, as being the sheep of God, as being a friend to God, as being equal to God, as being sealed into the glorious faith. Will you press one? Will you come today? Hallelujah. See, time is not yours. See, we are on borrowed time. We're living in this land of time. But what if this moment right now is your last opportunity to give it all over to Christ? Hallelujah. Will you come today?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. See, there might be one. There might be one. There might be one. Just come. Come. Just press one. Come. There might be one have already prayed that prayer of salvation. You're sealed in that place. But see, but we're still right here in that place to where we're still fixated on being on this thing about the world, you know, that causes us to be broken, you know, in our minds, you know, our bodies, you know, to stay in that place of being sick all the time. We still are in that place to where we're just angry and upset and just expecting everybody to serve us and not be in that place of serving like God has shown us how to serve. You have drifted from being on fire for God and just being right back in that place where you used to be. Hallelujah. Well, that means that you need prayer. That means that you need deliverance. Will you come today? Hallelujah. Will you come today and rededicate your life over to Christ? Being a living sacrifice, being a living Episcopal again. You know, we serve a God of mercy. We serve a God of grace. We serve a God of peace. We serve a God of truth. You know, God knows exactly where you are right now. Will you come today? Will you put every single thing that is about you? Will you put your thoughts? Will you put your mind? Will you put yourself back in that place where you stop trusting in the world and trusting in self? And being back in that place again, trusting in God. Hallelujah. Will you take that leap? That's a leap of faith today. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is that place where you accept forgiveness and stop looking at what you have done and start looking at what Jesus Christ has already done. There might be one.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. There might be one that has something that's going on right now. You're praying for a loved one. You're praying for your husband. You're praying for your wife. You're praying for yourself. You know, you're expecting something to show up in your life right now, but here it is, some cloudy judgment. Hallelujah. There's something that's trying to rob you, that's trying to keep you from trusting in God. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you allow Pastor Talmik and I, will you allow us, you know, to come into agreement with you and pray about these things, casting all away these things, you know, that are holding you in that place and putting it all on God.
Yes, Lord.
They will move you from that place and move you into the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Will you come? Will you come? See, it made it seem like, well, it just seems like it's just too easy. It made it seem like it don't work. Will you come? God works, and he's working for you and on your behalf right now. But by your faith, you come.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Will you come? You know that is you. Will you press one? Will you come today?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. There may be one that's looking for a church home. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Pastor Talmik and I, we would love to be your pastor. Or maybe you have already been part of the church and you have drifted away from the church. Will you come back today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're just going to love on you like God has told us how to love on you. Hallelujah. that's without condition. Just where you are right now, we're just going to love on you just like God has shown us how to love. A supernatural love. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one today? See, it don't matter where you are right now. See, there is no distance in the spirit. Hallelujah. And we all that are in Christ, you know, we are God's great workmanship. We're his great creation. We are his masterpiece. And God has created us to be one, be together, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
So will you come today? Will you join today? Will you join up with us? Join with us to help build the body of Christ. So that those that who are connected with us, we'll equip them to do the work. Hallelujah. See, it's not just enough for us just to come to church. See, we come to this place to learn and be able to receive, that we can teach others so they can go out and do the work as well. Hallelujah. If you didn't know the will of God for your life, see, this is part of the will of God for your life. Will you come today?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's not make it to that place. When God called us home and he said, my good and faithless servant, job incomplete. No, we're here for God to say, my good and faithful servant, job well done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you come today?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every single one, Father God, that had a desire to come. We thank you for every single one, Father God, that have received you already. We thank you for every single one that have put away all of their worldly possession, their worldly needs, Father God, and trusted in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for those that came and those that had a desire to come, Father. For we know that you are with them always. We know that you have already met all their needs, Father God. We know, Father God, right now for you to be the healer, for you to be the way maker, for you to be the light, Father God. And we thank you through Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And we receive you right now, Christ Jesus, into our life of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We confess that you are our Savior, that you have already obtained the victory for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single thing that we are carrying right now, whether it be sickness, whether it be disease, whether it be cancer, Father God, whether it be anxiety or depression, Father God, we give it all over to you, Christ Jesus. And we take every single thing, Father God, that you have given for us, Father God, that is love, peace, forgiveness, wholeness, soundness, deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We take your blood, Christ Jesus, right now by faith. And we move from that place, Father God, of being deceptive, of being deceived.
Yes, God. Thank you.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us already. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering us already. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving us already. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Father God, for setting us free, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for giving us all of your love and all of your peace and all of the prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us. We plead your precious blood, Christ Jesus, over all that is concerned about us, Father God.
Yes,
and we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus,
for
being with us always.
Yes,
and we take rest today,
Amen.
Father God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all do say amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah. At this time, we'll have our tithes and offering. You all, we prepare our tithes and offering to be received. You'll send those over to Pastor Chantel through Cash App. And if you need another means of sending your tithes and offering in to us, you all, hallelujah, you can send it over to our new line. We have 484. You can give us a call at 484-740-5075. And we'll give you our address to remit that to. That's 484-740-5075. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name.
Yes,
you are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely and not from compulsion, for there's nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. We thank you. All we have is yours, Father, and we ask that you would use us in all we have as your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone here in Sunday service. At this time, we'll have our announcements. Today, our announcements are May 23rd, 2021, as follow you all. Hallelujah. We're on Mondays, we normally have our intercessory prayer, but now we're in our intercessory, we're in prayer for the whole month of May, from May 1st to 31st. Today is day 23 that we've been in our intercessory prayer, decree and declare a harvest time of God's goodness, God's blessing, God's favor, God's protection and provision for our lives. If you haven't had opportunity to join us on our prayer call, please do so. We're still in position, amen, at midnight. So after May 31st, on June 1st, we'll go back to our regular scheduled time, which is 9 p.m. Monday night, Central Standard Time. That number is 732-434-2510. Again, that number is 732-434-2510. Amen. Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study, which is at 7 o'clock, Central Standard Time, here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Amen. Hallelujah. And then on Saturday, we have our lead lessons, and we are studying the will of God for our life. So join us at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Those lessons, that class is between 12 and 12:45. We try to be wrapped up by 12:45, no later than that. Sometimes about 12:30, 12:45. So join us for the lead lessons. We're really learning. It's a time where we get to slow down, go to scripture, break it down, answer any questions or comments that you may have. Some of the questions you may even have here in Sunday service, you can't get answered. But in Sunday school, Bible study, and on Saturday in our lead lessons, you're able to receive more with a more breakdown, allowing you to ask questions and make any comments that will help others that are in the lesson at that time or in class at that time. So join us Saturdays at 12 noon Central Standard Time. And Sunday we have two services, which is our 10 a.m. and our 2 p.m. service. So join us here. If you're online listening, the number to call in is 845-277-9213. We definitely want to hear your testimony. Also, join us for the Shout, which runs Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is hosted by me, Prophetess Tawani Commanding. It's a time for praise and worship, prayer, testimony, and the Word of God. And it's from 12 to 12:30 Central Standard Time. Happy birthday to all of our May birthday babies. Happy birthday, Amani and Dakota. And who else's birthday was in the month of May? Mother Dillard, happy birthday. All our May babies. And we forgot about you. Do not charge it to our heads or to our heart. But everywhere, my husband said, in the month of May, everybody everywhere, happy birthday, all May birthday babies, and God continue to bless you, keep you, strengthen you, guide you, and protect you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. And so in the month of June, we're almost there. We are preparing to celebrate Pastor Dorsey Manning's birthday, you all. So look for your invitation and invite to his big birthday bash, his 40th birthday. What'd you say? It's not a bash. Okay. It's not a bash, he said. Well, big birthday celebration. How about that? A big birthday celebration on coming in June 18th. We'll be celebrating his birthday. Look for the invite, you all. We're going to have a good time. We're going to do something different. Amen. Amen. So we're looking forward to it. God bless everyone. We're approaching that time for our anniversary as well, the church anniversary. So you all will be sending out that information to you as well. God bless everyone. We love you. We thank God for you. May God continue to keep you. That does conclude our announcements, everyone. Hallelujah. We bless you all right now. Hit the Gospel Public Ministry. ministries. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. We bless you. Amen. To be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity. We bless you to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in words, and it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I trust and pray that every single one was able to get something out of that, you know, be able to receive from the message that went forward today. You know, learn how to listen.
Yes, Lord.
You know, it's very important in your life to be able to hear from God, because if you can be in that place where you can hear from God, that means you're in that place where you can do what God has instructed you to do, have given you to do, which is the will of God for your life. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen again. We love you. God loves you more. Remember, everyone, Satan is defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you and may God keep you. You know, if you do have an opportunity to make it to the 2 p.m. service, you know, there will be a word that will be given by me, Pastor Dorsey Manning. So if you're able to make it back, you know, we would love to have you. If not, have yourself a blessed Sunday.
Oh,
amen.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. One time, get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then I'll